Joined by Sean Collins, who is the union rep organizer for SEIU Local 200 United, and among a number of organizing campaigns they're doing here in the Capital District. One of them has been with respect to Capital Roots, formerly known as, I believe, Capital District Community Gardens. And while Capital Roots initially had agreed to voluntarily represent or recognize the union, now they have rescinded that. So Sean, what's the situation? Wasn't this about 9, 10 months ago that they had said they were okay with forming a union?
Yeah, back in July of last year, they had agreed to voluntarily recognize our union. The workers union rather, and you know, we were hopeful that this would be you know, a good example to, you know, to show, you know, other workers in the Capital District that, you know, the organizing process doesn't have to be so contentious and rife with union busting. But instead, after voluntary recognition, Amy Klein, the CEO, and her management team instead turned the screws on the workers. And, it, you know, it's since, you know, we've had to file a number of charges, unfair labor practice charges with the National Labor Relations Board. As a result, she, you know, unlawfully terminated two employees who were key to the organizing effort and what we believe was retaliatory in retaliation for their organizing. She withheld, you know, merit increases from various employees and otherwise just, you know, engaged in a pattern of union busting and retaliation and intimidation to the point where now none of the workers that were initially part of the organizing drive work there anymore. And so, you know, that brings us to just last week when, you know, her and the board unlawfully withdrew recognition of our union.
And, you know, reading in the Times Union, which, you know, did an article about this, one of the things I noticed, it seemed like, you know, half the workers' positions are not, you know, filled at this point. So it seemed like they just, you know, either pushed out or let go a lot of workers. What are the workers feeling like at this point?
It's a good question. You know, and you know, I think I'm sure that the current staff there, are, you know, it's been very tumultuous. The few staff that have been hired since this all took place, I'm sure it's been very tumultuous and they've been stretched very thin. But, you know, that's a direct result of Amy's actions. We were prepared to bargain a reasonable contract that, you know, hopefully increased pay and provided, you know, better job security and better stability for the workforce. And as a result of that, better stability for the communities that Capital Roots served. But Amy wasn't willing to bargain in good faith, you know, really refused to genuinely, you know, meet with us in good faith to work towards an agreement. And so here's where we find ourselves. We've had, you know, limited contact with these new employees, and as we understand it, there's been, even with the new employees that they've hired, that there's been significant turnover. People are, you know, they accept a job and then they find that they're working in a chaotic environment, so they don't stay very long, which is, you know, one of the key issues that we were trying to address if we could get to the bargaining table and have a reasonable conversation, but that just wasn't ever possible.
Now, my assumption is that a group like, you know, Capital Roots, which is a nonprofit, you know, receives a lot of its funding either from various, you know, government grants or from, mm-hmm. you know, local foundations. Have, you know, elected officials and, you know, their board of directors and their funders, have they stepped in to say, hey, you know, you should be more sympathetic to the workers and to the unions that represent them?
We've got an incredible amount of support from local elected officials, the Albany Common Council, Detroit, you know, members of the Troy City Council, members of the Troy Rensselaer County Legislature, various local state assembly members, Pat Fahey, John McDonald. Assemblymember McDonald has been incredibly helpful. So they've been really supportive of this and concerned about what's been going on there. As I understand it, I don't know the specifics here, but I do understand that the Department of Health has been scrutinizing the grants that they provide Capital Roots, but I can't really speak to that. But I would say that they should. I don't think that, you know, Capital Roots, you know, Amy and her management team can accurately say that they are delivering on the grants that they have, because they don't have the staff to do so. That they've had a high degree of turnover that we've heard from various, you know, organizations and entities that they partner with, that the services have been impacted. And we've heard from folks who, you know, say that Veggie Mobile isn't there when it says it's going to be, you know, in its different locations. A lot of the vendors they work with, you know, have reported to us that, like, since the staff exodus that took place over the latter part of last year, that, like, it has had a direct impact on the services that they used to rely on Capital Roots for.
Now, I understand that, you know, some of the initial complaints by the staff was, you know, relatively low pay, and they would like, you know, a little bit more say in what the organization is doing. Have any of those issues, you know, been improved since the organizing effort started?
Well, it's, you know, it's a sort of a double-edged sword. You know, the management of, you know, the organization, including Amy, you know, seem to agree that the way that they paid folks, you know, was too little, and it was leading to certain turnover, and they understood that they needed to do something in terms of pay, but they never bargained with us over it. But all these vacancies that they have online for their events coordinator, for their volunteer coordinator, they unilaterally, as near as we could tell, they've unilaterally changed the pay. They increased the pay by a modest, like, $2,000 annually, but they never did that with any bargaining. So, you know, you can't, you know, in an environment where collective bargaining, where they've agreed that voluntarily to engage in collective bargaining with our union, they never once approached us to raise this pay, which, not that we necessarily object to them increasing pay, but it doesn't waive their obligation to bargain with us and negotiate any change in the terms and conditions of employment. So arguably this increase in pay is unlawful. And you know, we intend to follow through with, you know, with the National Labor Relations Board on this you know, unilateral change, on these unilateral changes. As near as we could tell, there's at least 3 to 5 positions where they've unilaterally increased the pay for these positions, and maybe even unilaterally changed the benefits that you get when you're as an employee at Capital Roots, never engaging in any bargaining with the union.
So what happens now, and, you know, what can, you know, people who are, you know, both supportive of the union and supportive of the concept, at least of the task of Capital Roots, what can people, you know, do now, and how does this play out in the last 90 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, so we expect the National Labor Relations Board to get back to us, hopefully this week, with a merit determination on the charges that we previously filed with the board. We believe that they will find merit in those charges. And, you know, that with that merit determination, that means that we can finally start to hold, Amy accountable for her law breaking. But we also intend to this week file additional charges with the National Labor Relations Board. Withdrawing union recognition is just plainly illegal. There's no question about it. Especially in an environment where there are a bunch of unremitied unfair labor practice charges. So we intend to file charges regarding that, and also with the other unilateral changes that they've made to pay and benefits. Amy can't just simply reverse course here and say, like, oh, I don't want to deal with them anymore. That's not how this process works, and it's not how it will work. Troy is a union town. We're not going to let her get away with union busting. And what I would say sort of finally is that, like, the best thing Amy could do for the mission and reputation of Capital Roots would be to resign. It would save everybody a lot of time and energy, and then allow the folks to get back to the work of the organization that, unfortunately, because of her actions, there's been a real negative impact on the services they provide to the community.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Sean Collins, local organizer, SEIU, Local 200 United, talking about Capital Roots. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.